This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Yeah, check them out at Franklin Armory. Got to get one of those. Got to get one of those to bring it in and shoot it for you. Hey, it's Monday, so this means we're going to kick the week off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, it's great to be with you.
So, what's on your mind today, sir?
Well, I can't compare with you. I've seen that you've been at the range doing some pretty interesting stuff.
A few things. I actually couldn't take everything I needed to shoot. This is, going to the range yesterday was only the second time I have pulled the trigger on a live weapon since we. It's the first time since we went to Camden.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I had a lot of stuff I needed to shoot, and I tried to shoot as much of it as I could, but I've still got to go back and shoot more.
And
curses.
Again, what we saw is probably a fraction of what you shot. It's what you were able to get a camera on, get video, get that edited, get it out. So yeah. We have more to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I carried every day. I dry practiced, and I made a donation to the National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action.
Right.
I received so many appeals for money, and I want to give to them all, and I'm going, oh, who needs it the most? Which races are closest? Which one can be influenced? And I said, wait a minute. I know an expert that can answer that question for me. Here, have some money. Go fix this.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good deal, because they're, you know, ever since I joined, they've been coming after me for money, too. I've been trying to figure out what to give it to them for.
Let's see, what's an excuse?
Man.
Well, here's, I've got a crazy excuse. Well, and it really, I praise your show. I'm so glad for your listeners. This poor girl was shot in a road rage incident. She wasn't the driver. She was just along for the ride, sadly. This was in Pennsylvania. So a compliant legislator said, sure, let's ban all guns in cars. Like, we banned murder, but that didn't work. Let's right. ban guns in. And in some crazy land, that works. Because gun control offers the myth of perfection versus reality.
Right.
If we just ban, how can you be against saving the life of another girl, like poor whoever? Well, I'm not. And reality is messier than that fantasy. And even as messy as it is, it involves saving a lot of lives. It turns out in my Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, I've just tripped over a bunch of domestic abuse victims.
Right.
And I don't know whether it's the season and all the nuts are falling from the trees and they're all getting in fights when they land on the ground. But in this case, this was Clarksville, Indiana. A guy's getting ready for bed. Basically, he's turned in and he hears screams coming from in front of his house. Now, the reason I bring this up is we have lots of gun owners who could intervene if someone was screaming in front of your house. But if you take 2 minutes to figure out what you should do to make up your mind, it's all over.
Right.
This woman and her daughter were being beaten. It's this guy's neighbor. He sort of recognizes a voice very quickly. He's up. He's still carrying. He comes out. This guy, by the way, the daughter is 9 years old. It's being beaten. He tells the guy, stop. Screaming this time, stop or I'll shoot. And now the guy turns, looks at him and goes, I don't want to shoot you. Just sit down on the ground. Stop beating them. The mother and child run away. The guy goes, awesome. This is all I'd hoped for. Life is wonderful. He backs away and the guy chases him. The abuser, the attacker now chases him and the guy runs out of distance and options and shoots the man to stop himself from being attacked.
Right.
And we're told that if we took all the guns away, those two women being beaten, if not disfigured and crippled, would be better than that man having a gun to defend them.
Which state was this that wanted to take all the guns out of the cars?
That was Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
This is in Indiana, this defense. But I wish that were the only one. I wish. It's not true. It's not true.
Well, I mean, we're dealing with the nature of man here. It's the nature of man is not really that different now. We look a little different.
Thank you.
We sleep in better structures, and we can do video phone calls. And that's right. That's the big difference. That's the big difference. Everything else is pretty much the same as it was when the Romans were, figuring out sanitation and indoor plumbing and all this other stuff. So
the paint in our building stays on for a couple years longer.
Yeah.
But short of that, this next one, though, where was it? Gans, Oklahoma. This lady has a restraining order. Her boyfriend comes over drunk, wants to come inside, and she's not having any of it. She goes,
yeah.
I got a restraining order. You're an ex. Go away, go away. He pushes her out of her doorway and starts to try and, what do they call it when a running back does that? Straight arm somebody?
Yeah.
To get in, and she goes, nope, and shoots him in the chest. That gets the message across. She backs away, calls the police and EMS. They take the guy out of there. And I'm thinking, we'd all be safer if this woman didn't have a tool to defend herself. And I'm just thinking, that sounds like crazy talk. But you have to realize that guns save lives before my side of the argument makes any sense.
Well, the thing about it is, we know this is happening, depending on who you believe on any given day. John Lott, CLEC, CDC. This is happening 6,000, 6,500 times a day.
Yeah.
So what happens, let's say we take away the guns. If we've got... And just for the sake of argument, let's say 2 million defensive gun uses. Let's say that a third of those would be murders or violent crime.
Okay. Right?
Which takes us now, we're in the realm of 600,000 plus, right at 700,000 violent crimes. Where does that put our murder rate?
Through the roof.
Yeah. And because the gun violence rate is going to multiply to a degree that we won't even be able to measure. Because taking the guns away from the law-abiding is really what they're talking about versus taking away from the criminals. It's already illegal for them to have it. But they're criminals, so they don't care.
It's the classic story.
Yep.
Sure, I'll give up my guns. You disarm all the criminals first. I'll wait. How's that going for you?
Yep. Go to Chicago and put your gun control there, and let me see how that works for you.
We've coming got up on 30 the first seconds break. Or so.
Yep. Coming up on the first break, Rob is a writer. He is a writer at Slopex WordPress blog. He appears at ClashDaily.com and is a featured writer at AmmoLand, in addition to all the places that reprints his stuff. Also a podcaster. Part of the Polite Society, which is an ensemble podcast that is it five people or four?
It runs as large as six. Usually it's around four.
Yeah. And Self-Defense Gun Stories, a very unique podcast in the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. Got to get a hold of one of those, though. I got to take one out and shoot it, let you see how good it can run. Talking to Rob Morse as we continue the Monday morning kickoff. So then, sir. Yes.
But I want to go personal again. You sure. Said it's been, and how long was it? 3 months? And this was your first time at the range?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you get a chance to dry fire at all?
Yeah, I do get a chance to do that. I've got, I use my Mantis X on a regular basis. That measures how well I'm pulling the trigger and everything.
Ooh, now you're making me jealous. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Really, that's the, but I mean, like when we went to Tactical Response, we fired, you know, what, 1,000 times, 750 times.
Yeah, 600.
And, you know, I was just trying to think to myself, how many rounds would I like to, how many rounds do you think we should fire a year for practice?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah. I mean, is it like, do we need, if we go to classes, right? If we go to classes, sure, we get very short, intensive moment where we get to shoot. Like yesterday, I shot probably 600 rounds.
Yeah.
And that's great to shoot 600 rounds, but am I served any better than if I went and shot 100 rounds a week?
No. In fact, it'd be when I was competing heavily, I would shoot about 2,500 rounds a year, but I was dry firing 3 or 4 times that. So I had a lot of trigger presses before I was shooting that much.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, if you go compete at, what, 100-round competition, IDPA, maybe 120, if you're not putting in at least that many dry presses and transitions and reloads as practice, you know, once in the morning, once in the evening, in between competition, then you're just throwing away ammo. You're not learning that much.
Right.
So between the two, I think your Mantis X might be teaching you more.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, though, that I'm trying to figure out the dry fire method, because with the dry fire method, right, I need to just be sitting there running a slide, pulling the trigger, just building that muscle memory, presenting like I do with the Mantis X. Do I need to go full bore and have it in a holster and draw it and stick it out there and push that first shot out there? And, you know, that kind of stuff. And, I mean, the Mantis X fits like it would, like a flashlight.
Right.
So probably I have a flashlight holster, too, where with some of the guns that I carry. But I carry all three types of guns just because I can.
Yes.
And so I'm carrying striker fire and single action, double action, single action combo. So, and I try to practice with all of them, but there's just something about being on the range because –
sure.
When you're on the range, you're really seeing what's going to work and what isn't.
Yes. What's the great thing about competition, and it doesn't matter whether you're all alone in first or all alone in last,
right,
is you not only see how you compare, and the only point there is your buddy can watch you and go, your presentations are awesome. Your first shot's right on. It's that transition to the second target. Or you stand there admiring your work, looking at the target rather than moving to the next one.
Right.
Things like that. Or the way you use cover may work in competition. Between you and I, speaking tactically, don't give away so much of your body. You know, those sort of things. I just took a buddy to the range. We didn't shoot on the move. On the other hand, we never shot from the firing line. I said, hey, only first shots count. So we're going to walk up to the target. You shoot when you think you've got it.
Right.
All of a sudden he goes, you mean I have to choose? Yeah. And there are no markers on the ground. When that 8.5 by 11 piece of paper is something you can hit, those targets on the left are your family. The one on the right is the bad guy. And he starts to put his hand on his gun as we walk. I say, don't give yourself away. You choose the time. And all of a sudden, just that little extra pressure, and it became a learning moment. Not everybody. You've got that on board, Bill. I think people need to walk before they can run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, the thing about the range where we were, They had a bunch of apparatus, which I shot video of it, where you could mimic slapping a gun out of the way and then engaging targets on both sides.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, so it was quite the thing. So I'm going to try to work on that a little bit more. Plus, I hadn't filmed in a long time.
Is that out? Is that video up yet?
No. I mean, we shot yesterday, and the little bit that you've seen, the snippets on Facebook, are just little pieces. Little pieces. So, I mean, I shot a couple of guns yesterday that were exceptional. I found out that Dan Wesson's 9mm TCP and I get along really well.
Kim is sorry to hear that. but that sounds really exciting. That is great training. But for the guy who just has his concealed carry permit,
right?
Hey, there's so much before you run and gun. Just
right.
Can you walk and judge distance? Just that little bit of pressure. Can you lean around a target? Oh, I'm not slowly shooting as I stand up. I have to present from a holster. Don't poke the barricade with the gun. You're too close. Oh, there are just so many little things that you and I have forgotten. I love it to see my students learn.
Yes. Well, I mean, and all of that. But, I mean, you want to know the thing I like best about tactical response? The constant drawing and reholstering.
Yes.
I never do that. Well, I never do that, but I had to do that there. I mean, how many times we draw the weapon? I mean, a couple of hundred.
Close. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it might have been. And boy, did they have us reload when in doubt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
the gross motor function was embraced.
And the sort of sport theory that you'd never drop a spent round on a mag that might have a few rounds in it, they said,
tossed clean out the window.
I'm sorry. You know, you just used a lot of cartridges. No, don't count them. Reload. Yep. Maybe put it in your pocket, get rid of it. The probability that I think it was a carryover from military, and we'll have to talk about it after the break.
There you go. Podcast Self-Defense Gun Stories, that's one of Rob's, and this one is where he takes and looks at actual gunfights that armed civilians have been involved in, and then has it broken down by a self-defense instructor, truly unique in the United States. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all the other ways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
Before boarding Air Force One, President Trump was asked today about the United States pulling out of the landmark Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty with Russia.
Russia has not adhered to the agreement. This should have been done years ago. Until people come to their senses, we have more money than anybody else by far.
President Trump tweeted on Monday that the United States will begin slashing foreign aid to Central American countries, including Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, since they were not able to do their job of stopping people from leaving their country and joining a caravan of thousands headed towards the United States. The president also said there were criminals and unknown Middle Easterners that were part of that caravan to which former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, joined Fox News and said,
well, look, we know when you got a large population that come to the United States illegally, there's going to be a certain amount of criminals, and they're going to put themselves in that group.
This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers,
help, please,
high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, that's coming. That's coming. I'm working on that one. Review coming soon. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse.
Have you talked about the current senator and perhaps this may be her last election in Missouri, Claire McCaskill?
We can only hope. I've talked a little bit about her. I mean, she has a new revelation every time we turn around, so it's very hard to keep up with her.
Talk about a spinmeister. If your listeners didn't get it, the journalist James O'Keefe, who does undercover videos, had a volunteer in her campaign staff. All they ever do is record what happens right in front of them.
Right.
And McCaskill basically told the world, I'm lying. Yeah,
for your vote.
For your vote, that's right. Yeah. Hi, yes, we want to ban firearms, but we can't say that. Yes, we want to promote abortion. Shh, don't say that. We've got some conservative voters in Missouri. And it's just that blatant. And it's caught right on film.
Right.
She says it. Member after member of her campaign staff confirm it. Well, you know, of course, Claire's very liberal. I mean, she wants to ban, you know, bump stocks, ARs, high-capacity mags, universal background checks. But, I mean, there's some conservative voters that cross over and vote for her. We don't bring that up. We'll wait till we have, you know, 60 votes. Wow. Wow. What a dishonest politician. But I repeat myself.
Well, it bears repeating. I mean, this is the thing. This is the thing. We've all known that, right? We've all known that some of these guys are less than genuine with what they're going to do. But this is in the age of Trump, right? So Trump,
right.
Trump has been keeping his campaign promises. And slowly but surely, the very thick-skulled Republicans are beginning to see, hey, that actually works. As a re-election, I mean, right now, his approval rating is through the roof.
Right.
And, I mean, he's out there saying, so Hillary's the best they can put out of there. I can't wait. So, I mean, you know, all these, this is a different time.
I think it's more than just the age of Trump. That's certainly part of it. But I think Trump positioned himself in the age of the internet, where a dad whose daughter was killed in the attack on the Florida high school says, you want to know who failed my daughter? Democrat policies failed my daughter. A Democrat sheriff, a Democrat superintendent, a Democrat school board, and a Democrat teachers union failed my daughter. Now Nancy Pelosi is saying that if the Democrats take back the House, they'll take guns away to honor the Parkland victims. From a victim's dad, you all can go to, and then it says a moment that we need to be on satellite radio to repeat. And this is a man who posted that, I think it's a tweet, and it went viral.
Right.
Because someone spoke the truth and reframed the truth that we knew. Oh, that's right. Those were all Democrats. And here they are, rather than fixing the problem, they're doing what their political donors say they want done. That doesn't really sound like clean politics. Trump, it's the Trump message echoed 1,000 times from 1,000 other sources that have their genuine experience, you know?
True. True. Well, plus, Nancy, did you see where Nancy Pelosi, there was a little bit of the reverse get in their face with Nancy Pelosi in,
yes.
Miami?
Oh, it was more than just Nancy. Yes, Nancy was trying to go. There are a bunch of Cuban Americans who said, I know what socialism is. Get the heck out. There was some other politician down in Florida, and this Cuban grandma just unloaded on him. If she'd had a frying pan, they'd have needed the Secret Service.
Right.
Buddy canvassing for the Democrats, going door to door wearing a Che t-shirt. She lit him up. Oh, yeah. She goes, he killed my family. He killed my brothers. Wow. It's personal? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All politics are personal, particularly if you're wearing a murderer's t-shirt.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, of the naturalized citizens, I've always thought the Cuban Americans were the most vehement Americans out there because they escaped a system that is, you know, people look at it today. I mean, how many of our celebrities go out there and say, you know, Castro was just misunderstood? Chavez, same thing. Sean Penn, you should have stayed with, but you sound like Spicoli when you're doing it. I mean, come on, dude. So, you know.
It's another Harvey Weinstein moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Another Michael Moore moment. They say that. I'm sure it plays to true believers, but to everybody in the middle, you saw this is another optics moment. The pictures out of this Honduran invasion that's walking through Mexican.
Right.
And they're carrying a sign, carrying the Honduran flag, and Trump is Hitler on a sign. And you're going, Trump is Hitler, and you're trying to break into the United States. That's just like all the Jews in 1940 who were desperately trying to storm the German border and get in.
Right.
What? It's just, I don't know who's doing their PR, but they're not doing it. They're doing a wonderful job to make it look like a botched political invasion. Which it is a political invasion. It's, you don't march that many people, you know, all that distance. They're getting a ride.
Well, I mean, the other thing that's happening, though, is, I mean, as they're going through, they're sort of like the blob. I mean, they're wreaking havoc wherever they go. I've seen pictures of some cops that tried to keep them in line, and, I mean, they beat them half to death. These guys are kitted up looking like they're ready for a riot, and they got one. And they're coming, and they're coming, and Trump is out here. Trump needs to go ahead and mobilize the military, put them on the border, and let them face the border.
He's got 4,000 headed to Texas now.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what needs to happen.
Right.
Because at some point, we were always going to have to draw the line. And now is the time to draw the line. And these guys have to understand that this is not something you're going to do. You're not going to thumb your nose at the executive of the country. You're not going to walk through whatever country. Mexico, and he should cut off aid to everybody. He should cut off aid to Mexico.
Yes, he started. Bless your heart. Hey, tell me what else Trump's going to do next. Because so far you're batting about 1,000, Bill. I should put some stock on this.
Well, I tell you what, we'll get into that next when we get back. Because we're coming up on the next break. And Rob, of course, the Polite Society podcast also, which is something he does with a ever-changing ensemble that covers a bunch of different angles, all kinds of different angles, and the writing that he does at Slow Facts WordPress blog. If you go there, that's where you're going to find every article he's ever written, not only ones that have been reprinted. So go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. I can't wait to get one of their ARs and take it out on the range. That's going to be splendid. But for right now, we are talking to Rob Morse, who seems to think that I know too much about Trump or something. Have you noticed that every time, like he's going to Texas, right? And they're going into a venue, I think, that has 20,000. And I think they have like something like 60,000 requests to go there.
Yes. This I know some guys who got
inside. This is the same thing that happened. You know, Hillary Clinton was at a Democratic event. And then they had a inner tent inside the Democratic event that had room for 3,000. And she was going to speak at the inner tent that was inside the Democratic event, and she couldn't get like 100 people to come in. And it just boils down to this, and I don't know what all these pollsters are thinking and all these other people are thinking. People, and especially coming off of 8 years of Obama, people like the economy. And people like the fact that Trump is out there doing a lot of these things, and a lot of people doing the math. They're seeing what happened with Kavanaugh. They're seeing what happened, what's happening now, where they're like, we're going to go after, and we're going to get rid of Trump. We're going to get rid of Kavanaugh. We're going to do all this. We're going to raise taxes. We're going to take guns. You know, okay, so we got all this freedom. Regulatory regime is gone. Business is booming. The stock market is places nobody ever thought it would go. Everything's great. We got more jobs, and we got people to run them.
Yeah.
And he's doing everything he said he was going to do. So let's get rid of this. We can't handle all the good winning.
Right. And let's mess with success.
Yeah. And that's the thing. If people think that's actually going to happen, if they think the Republicans are going to stay home and let the Democrats in a few blue states control Congress, I think they've lost their mind.
Well, where did that idea come from? It came from the usual politician.
Right.
You put him in office. Then he cuts all the backroom deals to enrich himself and his party. Instead, Trump's kind of torn up that playbook, which is why what are they called? The deep state.
Yeah.
The rhinos. Why they hate him with a passion. And he's going, guys, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. His numbers look great. Some of the Republicans look okay. Some of them who've run against Trump look a little sad.
Yeah. Well,
but you said it before. He came into office, did what he said he was going to do. So the pushback against the party in power may be much smaller than usual because they delivered.
Yeah, but the other thing that I just don't think anybody's factoring in is that look at what they're selling. And right now the Republicans have more money, right? Now,
do they?
Yes, they got more money than the Democrats do right now. They have outraised them. Right now, Trump for 2020 has, I mean, he's ready to go. He doesn't have to spend any of his money in 2020. He's already got his war chest ready to go. And, you know, what's it going to be? If they win the House, then we get Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker. We've already been down that road before.
Right.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. So we don't even know who the Republican Speaker is going to be. So that's the, you know, you got to elect the Republicans to find out who's going to run one.
But there are just so many stunning Democrat moments like believe the victim.
Yeah.
Except unless it's a Democrat politician who's being charged, like Keith Ellison and now Cory Booker.
Or you know, Robert Menendez. I mean, he went through a big, long trial. And most of the time with a Republican, you just have to be accused and they want you to quit. Resign your office right now. So, and these guys have the gall to keep on going. They don't, no, I'm not going to resign. I was elected by the people. We're not going to overturn and disenfranchise these voters. Okay. But part of you just admitted you lied to your voters to get them to vote for you.
Right.
So, anyway.
I hope that there are a large number more of Claire McCaskill moments that James O'Keefe has in store for us. I cherish every one.
Yeah, well,
and then you've got, again, the gift that keeps on giving, a gay man who says he was sexually assaulted by Cory Booker. And, okay, we get here. I know you threw that sign away. It's my turn to hold it up. Believe the victims, guilty until proven innocent. Where are the calls for Cory to resign? Oh, right. Oops, if we didn't have a double standard, we wouldn't have any at all.
Truly.
But so those are the gifts that you cannot plan for in a campaign, and you just go, thank you.
Right.
The Sun Tzu moment, when they hand you their defeat, when you go, thank you, just accept it and don't fix it.
Yeah, I think if Nancy were to go walking around the heartland of America or Florida, which, you know, Florida, they're trying really hard to make Florida blue.
Boy, they're spending some money at it. Do you think they're, yeah, they are.
So, all that, you know, getting out there and seeing this stuff is, you know, what they're looking to do is, already now, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but Bernie Sanders and Tom Perez, the DNC chairman, are all out there saying, well, it might not be a wave.
Interesting. They're trying to lower expectations already.
Yes. Well, I mean, the thing is that in the generic poll, which everybody pays attention to, which I'm not paying attention to, but these guys pay attention to the poll. They live and die by them. When Hillary lost, they were like genuinely shocked. And instead of learning from that and saying, maybe we shouldn't pay attention to polls, first chance they got, what are they doing? They're paying attention to polls. They're paying attention to polls again. And now they're like, well, it might not be a blue wave.
Well, and what's amazing to me, we just talked about it. Now, is this true? The Cuban immigrants don't want anything to do with this Democrat governor because Democrat candidate for governor in Florida.
Right.
They're going, thank you. That's just what I ran away from. No, thank you. But is it second generation or third generation or young Anglos who've never, you know, known deprivation, who goes, everything should be free because my parents gave me everything for free. Interesting. I don't know how that's going to play out. We'll know after the election.
Yeah, we will. And I think it's probably going to be tight. It's probably going to be tight. But I think part of what's going on right now, especially on the Republican side with the the strategists that are in charge of putting out those little things, is that they're probably sandbagging everybody into believing, well, this is going to be bad because all the Republican voters are going to stay home and they're going to repeal Trump. You know, they're going to repeal everything Trump's done and they're going to impeach Trump, which they have said they're going to do. And now they're making out like that is a certainty. It's definitely going to happen. We're going to retain control of. And the whole thing they're missing out on is the part that they're not saying is that, okay, well, they're not, they don't have a snowball's chance in the Senate. And without the Senate, they can go out there and just waste a lot of time saying, we're going to impeach Trump. And the Senate is going to go, no, you're not. And then they'll say, okay, we're going to impeach him for this. No, you're not. And that's what we're going to have for the next 2 years. So if America wants to, you know, slam the brakes on everything going on that's good right now, that'll be interesting for me. That'll be interesting for me because that's like snatching the defeat from the jaws of victory. But in the
let me toss you an idea. Your committee assignments, the prestige positions in both federal and statewide offices, are often given out depending on how much money you raise.
Right.
Not experience, not seniority, not right. expertise, but fundraising. So are those pitches to the Democrat base a way to guarantee the survivors the political position they want? It's like Rahm Emanuel grooming himself for some other office, even on his way out.
We're about to flip into the next hour. Do you want to stay through the first half of the next hour and finish up this conversation, or?
I would, if you've got a minute, I'll be
sure,
with you.
Absolutely. You hang on. We're going to be right back. We're in the pre run up to the midterm elections. Rob's going to stay here. We're going to do a little.
No, I got to go. I got to go. I got the self defense gun. I got a podcast. Oh,
all right. So much for that. We'll do it another time. Thank you, sir. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnouts, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnouts Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com. Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.